Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 20. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 19th chapter. And Paul entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. And when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and their diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims." 7 sons of a Jewish high priest named Siva were doing this, but the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?" And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks. And fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also many of those who were now believers came, confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. O Lord, have mercy on us. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack.
Fear not, keep his commandments, for this is the holy commandment.
Send out your light and your truth, let them lead me.
Fear not, keep his commandments, for this is the holy commandment.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now, what's not to like about this passage from Acts? Luke's narrative appears nowhere in the church's lectionaries, so it's rarely preached into our ears, at least on Sunday mornings. Distinctive, fascinating, and a little more than disturbing, it pulls you into the story. I mean, you've got everything going on here. The synagogue in Ephesus splinters over Paul's powerful preaching of the gospel, and the way takes on another form. Christians move on, shaking the dust off of their feet. Unbelievers are left babbling to themselves in the synagogue. Miracles are conveyed at a distance. Even the cloth that touched the apostle Paul's skin miraculously healed the sick and the demon-possessed. And then there are those vagabond Jewish exorcists looking to make a buck. These misusers of the name of Jesus get reprimanded and pummeled by angry evil spirits and are forced to run away buck naked. And to top it off, a bunch of these former sorcerers get together for a good old-fashioned book burning. Well, boo-hoo, no more of their Harry Potter-like black magic spells. Acts chapter 19 is great stuff, and let me tell you, we've been missing out. Noah or Elijah on Mount Carmel or David and Goliath, take a back seat. Our Sunday school kids will take the sons of Siva any day. Teacher, read us that story again about the magicians getting chased off by the demon. Yay, sons of Siva, sons of Siva. The name of Jesus is not to be trifled with. But you already knew that because he declared it so. And you recall his words. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So, why don't you? That is, why don't you do the will of your Heavenly Father? Why don't you break and hinder every evil plan of the devil, the world, and your sinful nature that do not want you to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come? Why don't you go ahead and strengthen and keep yourself firm in the word and the faith until you die? On your own, you can't and you won't. This is why the word of God comes to you as surely as it came to the citizens of Ephesus. That upon hearing, saving faith in the resurrected Christ would result. That being baptized, you would be raised from the dead to believe and grasp his life. That order would be brought out of chaos. That repentance would emerge from sin. That the balm of the gospel would heal the mortally wounded. That the body and blood of your only Savior who lives, all glory to his name, would be placed as medicine into the mouths of the walking dead, the likes of you and me. That's exactly what was happening there. In ancient Ephesus, all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord. God was doing extraordinary miracles. A godly fear fell upon all those who realized their dire condition and confessed their many sins, that they would be forgiven, declared righteous for the sake of Jesus. Then a bold step. They cut their only means of connection to their former lives by incinerating what had formerly been precious to them, those wicked scrolls with those hellish incantations, utterly destroyed, no longer available to anyone who would desire them, that they could no longer harm others to their eternal doom. Never again, they said to one another, and to their fellow citizens, gone. Let there be no doubt, we're not going back. And according to St. Luke, it was so. The name of the Lord Jesus was extolled, and the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. The profiteering sons of that so-called high priest had nothing more with which to scam their victims other than to parrot the name of a carpenter's son from Nazareth. In their damnable unbelief, they were unable to make the good confession before men. Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, Savior of the world, my Savior and yours. They had no inclination or capacity to proclaim his person, his glory, or his cross. That's why the faithless demon got so angry. I do know Jesus, and I do know Paul, and you're not one of them, and you're no preachers. Hey, you're with me, so stop already with the pitiful play acting, and let me teach you a lesson. Thanks be to God that no longer is that way for you. Your accuser, the father of all lies, stands eternally condemned, yet you are no longer chained to him. For by faith, you've been given to approach on bended knee the one who gave himself up for you at a cross. Praised be the true Lamb slain for our redemption, by whose self-offering we are made God's people, a priestly kingdom from all tongues and nations, called to God's service. There's no magic or deception or mere play acting there. Only love, a divine love. A glorious love that surpasses every human understanding, a love that has found you only in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Michael and Irene Paul, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.